Taking a look at highlights from last week's report, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Last week, Thursday, we saw our World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimate report for April. And while it was a pretty quiet report, the one highlight in that report was actually on orange production. The forecast for the 2024-25 season is 2.46 million tons, which is up 2% from the March forecast. So there's your fun fact for this Monday morning. Anyway, let's take a look at our estimates regarding crop production. It was a pretty quiet report, but Chief Economist Seth Meyer says there are some items to be noted.
We're incorporating the tariff effects that are in place today. We primarily see that in cotton and in pork in these balance sheets.
Not just that.
Remember, we had a hogs and pigs report and we had a quarterly grain stocks. So we did impose those changes into this WASDE as well.
Meyer also goes on to explain some of the factors that are incorporated and perhaps impacted last Thursday's WASDE.
This is a month where we have not yet done the 25-26 crop year. So we continue to look at the crop that would have been harvested this past fall and how it's been marketed. That's important to remember because while we have lots of discussions about tariffs, there are some parts of the season that are already baked in. So when we think about the 24-25 crop year, for example, we didn't make changes to corn, for instance. Part of this is because we don't have any corn on the books to China. We haven't sold corn to China this year. And at the same time, we're 2/3 to 3/4 marketed for that crop. It does show up in some places within the WASDE this month. On the livestock side, we see it in some price softening in pork in particular, and overall reductions in trade for beef and for pork because of those tariffs and other associated effects. And we assume policy in place.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.